From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump makes a historic announcement. Palestinian protesters angered by President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
Mr. Netanyahu said Thursday he has no doubt other countries will follow the U.S. in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And once the U.S. embassy moves to the city, others will relocate there as well. With more from Jerusalem, Robert Berger for VOA.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's plan is tantamount to the U.S. abdicating its role as a peace mediator. This is VOA News. A charity group warned on Wednesday of a worsening humanitarian emergency in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million people this year having fled their homes due to insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Ulrika Blom said aid is severely underfunded.
Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
The World Food Program also warned that 500,000 people are now on half rations in the troubled Kasai region because money is running low in what is being called the world's largest displacement crisis. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he will seek a new 6-year term in the March national election. Russia analyst Mark Edley of the University of Melbourne said he will likely be reelected.
He stands for continuity and stability, and that's what they probably want to project at this stage.
Mr. Putin Wednesday said Russia will not prevent its athletes from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics a day after the International Olympic Committee banned the Russian team from the Games over doping allegations. Speaking at an auto plant, the Russian leader said there would be no blockade. The IOC said individual Russians who were drug tested and cleared may still compete as Olympic athletes from Russia. The Russian leader also proclaimed on Wednesday that the Islamic State insurgency has suffered a complete defeat in eastern Syria, the result of uncoordinated assaults from Russian-backed government forces and U.S.-backed rebels. In the meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said up to 24 civilians were killed by Russian airstrikes east of the Euphrates River. North Korea's Foreign Ministry late Wednesday warned joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises underway this week and ongoing U.S. threats make the outbreak of war an established fact. A spokesman said the remaining question now is, when will war break out? It's just more bluster, said Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee of Tufts University.
Every time the U.S. comes up with a new sanctions policy toward North Korea, every time the U.N. passes a security resolution against North Korea, every time a South Korean NGO dares to criticize North Korea's human rights, North Korea says this is an act of war, we are on the brink of war.
China once again called for restraint. Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill that legalizes the practice was overwhelmingly passed on Thursday in Parliament's lower house of representatives, with only 4 of the chamber's 150 members voting against. The measure changes the definition of a marriage from the union of a man and a woman to the union of two people. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.